Pool Play-by-Play tonight is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters. Tonight, several undefeated teams will hit the floor when the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks gets it to take on the St. Paul Wildcats. On the girls' side of things, both teams come into the contest with a record of 4-0. For the boys, for Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll try to keep their perfect record intact as well. But now, we take you to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, live from St. Paul. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. Getting started with the girls' game with Hastings St. Cecilia and the St. Paul Wildcats here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a senior. Sandra Farmer, 5'3" and a junior. Carly Wright, 5'8" and senior. Also, Lucy Skoke getting a start tonight, a 6-foot sophomore. In addition to Carly Wright, a 5'8" and senior. Meanwhile, for St. Paul, Tyler Wadalevitz, a 5'7" and senior. Madeline Fosake, a 5'4" and senior. Also, Carrie Seastack. And also, Sam Jarabic and Kylie Seastack in the ballgame here tonight for the St. Paul Wildcats. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. And we are underway as St. Paul has got the basketball to begin this game here tonight. Both of these teams are 4-0 on the season. They're shot off from the left baseline. It's up and in. From the short left baseline, that's Kari Seastock as she scores. And St. Paul goes out on top by a score of 2-0 as the Hawkins come back with the ball. They have it knocked out of bounds on the end line. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Hamburger as she will get things in now to Sandra Farmer, who had a great weekend a week ago, scoring 22 points and wins over Donovan Trumbull and over the Blue Hill Bombcats. 2-0 is the score just underway here in St. Paul tonight. Girls high school basketball on 1230 KHS. Farmer trying to drive it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Hamburger. Bounce pass down to Farmer. She penetrates down the right side of the baseline. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Skoke. Another offensive rebound. That's taken away from Josie Prevett, who gets the start here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. There's a shot in the lane by Seastock that's going to be blocked down, and the ball is going to be recovered here by St. Cecilia. Hawkins running back the other way. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Farmer in the paint. Kicks it out here in the three-point territory. Farmer gets it back. Now sends it over to Claire Hamburger on the wing on the right side, trying to penetrate to the goal. She does. Her layup is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Fulsick for the St. Paul Wildcats. 2-0 is the score just underway in girls high school basketball action here tonight. There's a pass diagonally across the lane. It's going to be intercepted. And now a pass by Hamburger is going to be intercepted right back of the 10-second line and then stolen away here by Carly Wright for St. Cecilia. Wright's got the ball, shoots and scores. So a series of about three turnovers there in about 2 seconds. There's the inbounds pass intercepted by St. Cecilia. They get it away to Josie Prevett, and she scores. Prevett scoring, and now it's a 4-2 ball game. He's seeing St. Cecilia out on top here in girls high school basketball. We are 2 minutes into this first quarter from St. Paul High School tonight. St. Paul has got the ball. They're going to have it taken away here by Hamburger. She gets the ball ahead down to Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. St. Cecilia gets the steal. Farmer gets the field goal, and now St. Paul wants to call a timeout. So the Wildcats got out to a good start. They got their first field goal of the ball game, but St. Cecilia using that pressure defense, and they come right back with three straight goals, and now St. Cecilia's got the lead. We'll take a break. Girls high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia 6, St. Paul 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS from St. Paul. It's Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Wildcats. The score is 6-2. St. Paul playing the ball in. Here's Wadalevitz getting away. Has the basketball stripped away, but Wadalevitz picks it back up. Goes to the far sideline. His shot's taken over there. It's going to be no good. It's too long there by Turek, and the rebound comes out of St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. The Hamburger driving layup good. Just that easy on the transition. St. Cecilia grabs the rebound and they score. 8-2 is the score now. St. Cecilia is out on top. Here's Hamburger again, stealing the ball away from Wadalevich. She drives it down the lane, and she can be fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Cardi Seastock. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the St. Paul Wildcats. 8-2 the score. The Hawkettes have scored 8 straight points here in this one. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. They play it in wide open, and a traveling violation. Boy, Lucy Skoke came sliding down the lane. She was wide open just to the left of the basket, and she's calling for the traveling violation. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia so far here in this first quarter of play, just underway. The Hawkettes are out on top of St. Paul. The score is 8-2. There's a long pass down to a full six. He drives and has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up again by Hamburger of St. Cecilia as the Cats turn it over again. Hamburger down the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected, and St. Paul brings it down on the wing on the right side. Ball taken down by Fulsic. And Fulsic now gets it back into the offensive zone. A lob pass goes deep in the corner of the right side to Jacobowski, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Carly Wright picking up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. For Wright, that's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes. St. Paul again lobbing the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercept by Hamburger. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Rather, a Farmer gets the field goal. Hamburger got the interception, and we got another timeout from St. Paul. Another timeout. St. Paul will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 10, St. Paul 2.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over 4 times already here in the basketball game. St. Paul has turned the ball over 6 times. St. Paul scored on the first field goal of the ball game, but since then, St. Cecilia's cashed in on those 6 St. Paul turnovers. They've rattled off 10 straight points, and the Hawkettes now have the lead 10-2 with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the opening period. St. Cecilia with wins so far this year over Columbus Scotus, Bishop Newman, Donovan Trumbull, and Blue Hill. St. Paul has beaten Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Wood River so far in the 2014-2015 season. Here comes St. Paul back with the basketball. Here's Fulsic on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone against the Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Fulsic dribbling behind her back out here in three-point territory, throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Jacobowski with the ball. Jacobowski being hounded out here. Good defense again by St. Cecilia. The ball is lost out of bounds. Jacobowski loses the ball out of bounds. St. Cecilia had good defense in the corner there. Good job by Josie Prevent of the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia will get it on another St. Paul turnover. Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger knocks down a 3-ball there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia on a 13-0 run here in the first quarter. It's 13-2. St. Paul again lobs the ball inside, grabbing in there. In there is going to be Seastock. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkettes runner back the other way. Farmer all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Seastock for St. Paul. They run her back the other way down the near sideline. Fulsic has got it. Stomps, lobs the ball inside to Seastock. She wheels in the lane. We're going to have a traveling violation. Seastock turned around, and right in her face was looks like preventive St. Cecilia, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. St. Paul has turned the ball over 8 times already here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play. 13-2, the Hawkettes on a 13-0 run during this basketball game tonight. St. Paul is a team that's been giving up only 29 points per ball game defensively. They've given up 13 so far in the first 5 minutes of this ball game. St. Cecilia has got the ball. Prevent has got it out here to Hamburger. Fakes the 3. Dribbles it down to Wayne. Kicks it out here to Farmer. Farmer on the dribble. Takes it down on the short right baseline. Her shot is up and in. Farmer is scoring. That's her 3rd field goal in his first quarter. She got 6 points and is now a 15-2 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage. Here comes St. Paul back with the ball. This is Jarabic, who sends it down in the corner on the left side now to Jacobowski. She drives the baseline. Puts up a little short jumper from 5 that won't go. Rebound tapped around. Thede has got the ball now for St. Paul. It's an offensive board. Comes out between the circles down to Seastock as he dribbles it against the Prevet. Dribbles down to the right side of the lane. Two to the whistle. We've got a traveling violation again. Palming a violation called there on the St. Paul. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. The score is 15-2. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here comes Chandra Farmer back with the basketball for St. Cecilia. She just pulls up at the top of the three-point circle and launches up a tray. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Paul, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to go on the Hawkettes in backcourt, so St. Paul will come back the other way. Foul is going to go on the little Sheehy, just checked into the ball game. Picks up her first personal foul. 15-2, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Inbounds pass is intercepted by Farmer. She goes for the goal and scores. Sandra Farmer now with four field goals and 8 points here in the first quarter. 17-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead, driving to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's Fulsick. Battles for the rebound. It's loose. Here's a shot taken by Lucas Savage. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Farmer and St. Cecilia. Farmer runs her back the other way, down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Hamburger scores from just inside the three-point ring. It's 19-2. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted now. Boy, St. Cecilia is forcing turnover after turnover. St. Paul's got to slow down a little bit. There's a long-range jumper from three-point territory. A shot is up and in. Reagan Esch comes into the ball game, and she cans a three-pointer. And it's 22-2. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 22-0 run here in this first quarter of play against the St. Paul Wildcats, a team that has won their first four ball games of the season. Again, the pass comes out on top, knocked away from Lucas Savage, and now a foul is going to be called. Hamburger picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now for the Hawkins is going to be Carly Wright as she checks back in. Kylie Seastock comes back in for the St. Paul Wildcats, 22-2. In girls high school basketball action here tonight, we're still in the first quarter. St. Cecilia again tipping the ball out of bounds. Over here was Kylie Wright, tips that ball into the Hawkhead bench. St. Cecilia dressed in their blue road uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. St. Paul in her home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold. Boy, if you got here late and you're a hometown fan, maybe stuck in the line at the hot dog stand, you've missed most of the ball game here. 22-2, St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's a full sink with the ball, comes over on the wing on the right side, dribbling along the free throw line. A shot is put up there by Seastock, partially deflected. The ball is brought down here by St. Cecilia. Lucy Skilker, outlet passing can be intercepted, and in scoring is Seastock. So Seastock scores on the interception. And now we got a timeout called here from St. Paul as that breaks a 22-0 run over the Cats here in the first quarter. Now, St. Paul has scored a couple of field goals. We'll take a break. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 22, St. Paul 4.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in St. Paul tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia has jumped on the Cats early. 22-4 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Hawkins come back with the basketball as they bring it into their offensive zone, shooting their basket to the far end here at St. Paul High School as we're behind the St. Paul basket here for this basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia with it in their offensive zone. Carly Wright has got it, goes over to Farmer, drives for the hole. She's going to be, the ball is knocked loose there, and the ball is going to be picked up here by St. Paul. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted right back. St. Cecilia gets the ball back. That's turnover number 9 on St. Paul in the first quarter alone. Hawkins have got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Farmer with the ball now with 10 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia will go for the final shot. Farmer dribbles behind a screen over there by Reagan Esch. Farmer launches up a three and her shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes out of Juana Levitz, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books in girls high school basketball here tonight. All St. Cecilia, 22-0 run in that first period. And St. Cecilia has got the lead after one. It's the Hawkettes 22, St. Paul 4. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in St. Paul tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Total domination by Hastings St. Cecilia in the first quarter. The Hawkettes are out on top of the St. Paul Wildcats by the score of 22-4. St. Cecilia and St. Paul met in high school basketball several years ago, and then the series kind of got put on hold. Last year was the first year we played St. Paul in a long time, and now the Blue Hawks and the Wildcats are meeting here for the 2014-2015 season. The St. Cecilia girls basketball team, well, they were hot in the first half, and their defense looked good. 22-4 is the score. And again, here's St. Paul. It's going to be knocked loose again. Another turnover on the Cats, and St. Cecilia will come back with the ball. Here's Farmer, right-handed dribble across the 10-second line into the offensive zone, over to Esch for three. Shot's no good. Rebound comes out of the weak side there by St. Cecilia. That's going to be Carly Wright with a rebound. Gets it out to Farmer. Nice pass down low to Skok, and her shot is up and in. Lucy Skok scoring there as a pass came from the free throw line. It's now a 24-4 ball game. St. Cecilia already up by 20 points here with 7.5 minutes to play in quarter number two. Driving for the hole, there's a shot by Folsick that's going to be no good. Rebound Skok of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass to Farmer. Long pass down the floor to Esch. Underneath the basket, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good there as his shot is taken by Cameron Kissinger, who's into the ball game now for head coach Tim Farmer. The rebound comes down here to St. Paul as they run her back the other way. There's a shot from Jarabic from the left side. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Still had it. She lost it. Picked up by Wanda Levitz. Her shot is going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Farmer. She runs her back the other way for the Hawkettes. Her pass into the lane is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover there on St. Cecilia. Kyla Wanda Levitz brings her back the other way. Has the basketball knocked loose. Trying to pick it up in the lane. Now we got a two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia at the 6:41 mark of the second quarter. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Skok. That's going to be her first team foul, number four, on the Hawkettes. This will be a non-shooting situation, so St. Paul will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:41 remaining here in the first half. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 24-4. Hawkettes using a 22-0 run in the first quarter of play. There's a shot from Jarabic. It's going to be blocked down in the corner by Hamburger, and Claire grabs her back for St. Cecilia. Hamburger on the dribble down for the Hawkettes as they come back into their offensive zone. Over there on the wing on the right side, that's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. Comes across the top to get it to Kissinger. Down to Hamburger, out to Kissinger again. The Hamburger entry pass to get the ball inside to Prevett. She is double-teamed. Back outside, here's a three-pointer by Kissinger up and in. Cameron Kissinger knocks down a tray for Hastings St. Cecilia. And it's now a 27-4 ball game in favor of the Hawkettes. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. Carly Wright going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number five on the Hawkettes here in the first half. 6:05 to play in the second quarter. 27-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. This is a C-stock with the ball. Has it stripped away again by Hamburger. Another turnover. Hamburger shoots and scores. Claire Hamburger with a steal and the field goal on the other end. She's got 9 points. Farmer has got eight. The Hawkettes out on top by a score of 29-4 here in this ball game. Wanda Levitz dribbles the ball into the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to connect with Kinsey Lucas Savage, and it was too far. That's turnover number 14 in the ball game now for the St. Paul Wildcats. So they got 14 turnovers, and they got 4 points on the board here in the first half. 29-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Ash again from the elbow, right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Ball is high off the glass. It's going to be brought down there by Folsick of St. Paul. Down to Wanda Levitz down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass deep in the right corner. Long-range jumper. It's put up there no good by Jarabic. Rebound is loose here on the weak side. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Ball rebounded there by Carly Wright. Gets it into the hands now of Prevett. Now to Hamburger in the forecourt. Just that quickly, the Hawkettes are in the offensive zone. They don't waste a lot of time here. Hamburger on the wing. Bombs the ball inside. Josie Prevett with the ball. Back to Hamburger. Shot is up there. Good. Hamburger driving the ball to the hole. There she scores. She got 11 points in the ball game. It's now 31-4. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the second quarter in girls' high school basketball action. Here's St. Paul, cross-court pass. Comes in here to Fulsic. Fulsic takes the ball down to the baseline. Her short jumper from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skok of St. Cecilia. Lucy Skok gets the ball down to Claire Hamburger down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Cameron Kissinger. And the rebound comes down to Madeline Fulsic now for St. Paul as they come back the other way. Jerobic has got the ball into the forecourt now down the near sideline. Moves it on the dribble to the top of the key. Throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound Skok of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass comes to Hamburger. Hamburger down to Prevett. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Carly Wright. Her shot is up there no good. Offensive rebound here by St. Cecilia. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. It's intercepted. Now the ball is loose. It's picked up on the baseline. St. Paul has got the ball now. Trailing by the score of 31-4 in girls' high school basketball action. Here's Wanda Levitz for three. Bombs away. Good. Kyla Wanda Levitz scoring there for St. Paul, a three-pointer. It's now 31-7. St. Cecilia comes back and they turn the ball away. Wanda Levitz coming back the other way now for St. Paul. She drives the ball against Prevett, and Josie knocks the ball loose. It's picked up here by the Hawkins, and now Tim Farmer wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout here with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 31, St. Paul 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it looked good on paper. Two undefeated teams squaring off here. The Saints say they're playing in a different league right now. The Hawkettes are hitting 56% from the field. St. Paul just 29%. Saints say a 2 out of 4 on three-pointers in the first quarter. St. Paul was 0 out of 1. St. Paul had 9 rebounds. Saints say you had 6. 11 turnovers for St. Paul in the first quarter alone. 5 for Saints say. Hawkettes had 8 steals. St. Paul had 3. Hawkins had 1 block shot, and St. Paul had no block shots in the first period alone. We're down to 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now 31-7. Hastings St. Cecilia has increased their lead after leading 22-4 at the end of the first quarter. Hawkins have got the ball in their offensive zone. Farmer has got it. Gets it to Esch. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Hamburger can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Farmer. She dribbles out here to the top of the key, returns it back to Hamburger on the dribble back to the baseline. Rainbow pass comes back out here to a little Sheehy. Comes out here to Farmer, down top of the key. They get it to Cameron Kissinger, who remains in the ballgame. Kissinger over to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Kissinger, top of the key, over to Farmer on the right wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Sheehy. Has problems with the ball. It is loose, and it's going to come rolling out here to Hamburger. She throws up a running one-hander that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a St. Paul. The Cats coming back with the basketball on the dribble. This is going to be Thede with the ball. Thede deep in the corner now to Turek. Brings it up on the wing on the right side to Jerobic. Back down in the corner, a three-pointer by Turek. No good. Offensive rebound, and a foul is called. An offensive rebound there goes to Kylie Seastock, and she is fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Cameron Kissinger. For St. Cecilia, that's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. St. Paul's got just 1 team foul here in the first half of play. Kylie Seastock will go to the free throw line now for St. Paul. Her shot is up there and in. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. St. Paul is a team hitting only 46% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Kylie, she is now 3 out of 11 from the free throw line for the Cats. 31-8, St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Seastock. So the 20% foul shooter coming to the basketball game steps to the line for the first time tonight and Hits a pair of free throws, 31-9 now. Hastings Saints is sitting with the lead. There's an entry pass. He's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Wildcats. That's Lucas Savage. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted right back by Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Hamburger gets the interception. Gets the steal there as he drives it all into the basket and scores. And she goes to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. Claire Hamburger with 13 points in the ball game already for the Hawkettes. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. She does. She's a 75% foul shooter, and she cans her first free throw of the night. 34-9 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Seastock driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Kylie Seastock scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a bunch, 23 points. Entry passing to be knocked away. Picked up here on the turnover by St. Paul as they come back the other way. A pass down the right sideline is going to be knocked out of bounds. Over there defensively for St. Cecilia is Reagan Esch. St. Paul will play things in about even with the volleyball spike line as they get it down to Seastock on a short little jumper on the right baseline. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Hawkins, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia grabbing the rebound there into the ball game is Claire Rasmussen now for head coach Tim Farmer. They give the ball back to Hastings St. Cecilia. That's only the third team foul. It's going to go on Thede. That's going to be your first. A minute and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 34-11. Farmer in a deep right corner here for St. Cecilia. Comes out in the three-point territory to Reagan Esch. Moves it over to Hamburger. Entry pass to get it inside to Sheehy, and she scores off the window. Little Sheehy banks one home off of the glass in the lane. It's now 36-11. Here comes a St. Paul back with the ball. Thede has got it. Comes out to Seastock. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Has the basketball stripped away. Farmer picks it up now for St. Cecilia. Running it back 3-on-2. Nice pass to Esch. Shot is up and in. Reagan Esch scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's 38-11. St. Cecilia cruising to their fifth victory of the season here in this basketball game. Hamburger had a steal, but she lost it at the 10-second line. St. Paul picks her back up. Here's a shot that's going to be no good there by Thede. Rebounded offensively there by Lucas Savage. So St. Paul keeps the ball alive. There's a Turek with the ball now deep in the right corner. Entry pass down low to Seastock. Her shot from underneath the basket, no good. Offensive rebound to Thede. They reset things. Seastock has got the ball again. Deep in the corner right side. Drives it into the paint. Dumps it off here to Thede. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hamburger. And here come the high-flying Hawks back the other way with 18 seconds to play. Here's a Farmer with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Hamburger. Shot no good. Hamburger grabs the rebound, goes back up, and she's fouled in the play. So Claire Hamburger goes back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 10.2 seconds to play. First game of two tonight with St. Paul and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have the boys game immediately following this one. Hamburger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one rolls down the hole. It is good. Hamburger with 15 points in the ball game in the first half alone here for the Hawkettes. 39-11. St. Cecilia looking for their fifth straight win to begin the season here. Dunk shot is up there by Hamburger. It is good. It's now 40-11. Hawks still applying the pressure here in backcourt. St. Paul bringing it up on the far sideline. They get into the offensive zone with 3 seconds. There's a long-range jumper by Seastock that's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So a lot of wood to chop here for the St. Paul Wildcats as Hastings St. Cecilia is comfortably ahead at halftime. Our score in girls high school basketball tonight at the break, Hastings St. Cecilia 40, St. Paul 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to HastingsTribune.com. You might see some you like.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Christmas is just around the corner, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney has the perfect gift for those on your list. Take 30% off all leather jackets and 20% off all other outerwear, from wool top coats to car coats. Take 30% off all in-stock nested suits and sports coats, from Jack Victor to Michael Kors. Shop the ladies department in our Hastings store for just the right outfit or accessories by Brighton, from watches to leather handbags and jewelry. Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and on the bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at St. Paul High School tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. All Hastings Saints is saying thus far. Hawkins are out on top of the Cats at the halftime break. The score is 40-11. St. Cecilia actually trailed at one point in this ball game, 2-0. St. Paul scored the first field goal of the ball game, and it was all lights out as the Hawkins responded with a 22-0 run. They go out on top 22-2. The Hawkins led at the end of the first quarter 22-4, and the Hawkins now leading here at halftime by a score of 40-11. Total domination by Hastings St. Cecilia here between these two undefeated teams coming into the ballgame here tonight. Both teams had won their first four games of the season, but St. Cecilia playing in a different league right now as they've got the lead over St. Paul by a score of 40-11 at halftime. Scoring so far in the ballgame, we've got Claire Hamburger. She has got 16 points in the basketball game so far. Hamburger has knocked down 1 3-pointer, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Hamburger leading the way. She's got 16 points at halftime for Hastings St. Cecilia. Sandra Farmer, she's connected on 4 2-point field goals. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Reagan Esch has come off of the bench to hit a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points. The other scorers for the Hawkettes, you've got Cameron Kissinger. She nailed a 3-pointer in the first half for 3. Lucy Skoke has got a field goal for 2. Golly Wright has got a field goal and 2 points. And Little Sheehy, a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia got to the free throw line only 3 times in that first half of play. Claire Hamburger had all of them, and she connected on all 3 free throw opportunities. So St. Cecilia 3 out of 3 from the stripe in the first half of play. Not a lot of free throws overall. St. Paul just 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Allie Seastock had both of those, and Seastock is leading the way as 3 girls have scored for St. Paul here in the first half against the St. Cecilia defense. Allie Seastock has got 2 field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. Kyla Wadalevitz has got a 3-pointer for 3 points, and Kari Seastock, she has got a field goal for 2. That's all she wrote for St. Paul. They have put up 4 points on the scoreboard in the first quarter, 7 more in the second. They've got 11 points on the board at halftime. They trail by a bunch here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the advantage by 29 over St. Paul at the break. It's St. Cecilia 40, St. Paul 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 40-11, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over St. Paul in girls high school basketball tonight. Shooting in the ball game thus far, unofficially St. Cecilia is sitting at 17 out of 31 from the field. They hit 55% of their field goal tries in the first 16 minutes of this ball game. Meanwhile, St. Paul only 4 out of 21 for 19%. On 3-pointers, St. Cecilia is 3 out of 7 for 43%. St. Paul is 0 out of 4 on three-pointers for 0%. The rebounds right now about even. St. Paul has got 9 offensively and 9 on defense. They've got 18 total rebounds. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia with 5 on offense, 10 on defense. They've got 15 rebounds here at the break. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 10 times here in the ball game, which is probably more than Tim Farmer would like at this point. Meanwhile, St. Paul has turned the ball over 17 times in the first half alone. The Hawkeyes have 13 steals in the ball game. St. Paul has got 8. And from the free throw line, St. Cecilia is sitting at 3 out of 3 from the line, and St. Paul is 2 out of 2. The Hawkeyes have 1 block shot. St. Paul has 1 block shot. And right now the score at halftime is Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by the score of 40-11. We'll come back. We've got some more coming up at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at St. Paul High School, girls high school basketball tonight. And it's Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of St. Paul by a score of 40-11. We had Bronco basketball last night here on 1230 KHAS. From Nebraska Kearney, and the Lopers beat Hastings College in men's play by a score of 94-86 last night. Ethan Brozek finished with a game-high 30 points for the Lopers. Connor Baranek added 23. UNK went to the free throw line 50 times in that ball game last night, converted on 40 of those. They also hit 50% of their field goal tries in that ball game. The 40 made free throws is the third most in UNK history. Brandon Krause scored a career-high 29 points for the Broncos. Tobin Reinwald had 28. Connor Musel had 11. UNK now 6-2 in the season. Hastings falls to 6-8. Broncos will play at Friends University on Thursday. Tip-off is going to be at 6 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women's basketball team, they played last night as they beat Kansas Wesleyan down in Salina. Final score of 89-66. Jamie Van Kirk led the way with 31 points and 12 of 20 shooting. Abby Jackson pitched in with 10 points. Hastings now 8-5 on the season. Will play in the Johnson & Wales Classic in Denver coming up later on this week. In fact, the Broncos will open up against Northern New Mexico College Thursday night at 5 o'clock. This is the only high school basketball game involving the Hastings teams here tonight, as Hastings St. Cecilia is playing a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here in St. Paul against the Cats. So we get set for quarter number 3 here tonight. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right as we view it from the deep end zone, so to speak, here at St. Paul High School. 40-11 is the score after the Hawks led 22-4 at the end of the first quarter. There's a pass inside down to Lucy Skoke. She wheels in a lane. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Seastock. So now here come the St. Paul Wildcats with a lot of wood to chop here in this second half of play. Bolsick dribbles behind her back to get away from the pressure. Bounce pass goes down low. Seastock has got it. Her pass back out of the wing is going to be intercepted by St. Cecilia, but a 2 to the whistle here and a kicking violation on the Hawkettes. Kicking violation on St. Cecilia, so St. Paul will play things in. They get it over here on the left side to Fulsic. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline now. That's Jarabic with the ball. Jarabic gets into the hands here of Thede. Her pass down low is going to be no good as the shot is taken by Seastock, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, but a traveling violation in backcourt, and Josie prevents. So a traveling violation is called there on the Hawkettes. That's going to be turnover number 11 on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. We're in the third quarter. The Hawkettes are out on top of the St. Paul Wildcats. The score is 40-11. Bolsick with the ball down for St. Paul. Bounce pass down low. Seastocker shot's going to be blocked down there by Lucy Skoke. Lucy grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline to Hamburger, down to Farmer. Sandra Farmer pulls up with three pointers put up there. That's going to be short, no good. Ball is grabbed here on the baseline by Hamburger. Back inside to Farmer. Shot is up and in. Sandra Farmer scoring there. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 42-11. 6.5 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Here's a steal now by Farmer at the 10-second line. She drives, shoots, and scores. Farmer scores again for the Hawkettes. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hamburger has got 16, and the Hawkettes are rolling in this one as St. Paul just throws the ball out of bounds again on the far sideline. Another turnover on the Cats. That's going to be turnover number 18 in the ball game now for St. Paul. We're just in the third quarter. 44-11. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkettes with the ball. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hamburger sends it to Farmer deep in the corner. On the left side, Farmer. Bounce pass goes to Hamburger. They lob it inside to Prevett. Contact made. Foul called. Chelsea Prevett turns around and runs right into Seastock. And Seastock is going to be hit with a personal foul. This is Kylie Seastock. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Cats here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Driving the ball to the goal is going to be Carly Wright. She has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Now they say Wright lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. So St. Paul will come back the other direction. This is Jaden Jacobowski with the ball down for St. Paul. Brings it into the offensive zone. Jacobowski gets the ball to a Seastock. This is a carry Seastock. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is put up there by Kylie Seastock. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and we got a jump ball called. And the arrow pointing in favor of St. Paul, so the Cats will stay right here. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in girls' high school basketball in the third quarter. All Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, 44-11. And this is a matchup of two undefeated teams after two weekends. Both of these teams are 4-0. Inbounds pass could be intercepted again by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger drives the ball and loses control, picks it up on the dribble down on the baseline. Brings it out to Carly Wright, now to Farmer for three. Shot is up there, it's good again. Chandra Farmer has now got 15 points in the ball game and is 47-11. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. There's a full sink with the ball, dribbles on the near sideline, now cuts it back to the center of the floor, brings it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia is still in that man-to-man defense. It has been smothering tonight. And now here's a personal foul called on top. It's going to go on Carly Wright. Wright picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one in the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Little Sheehy comes into the ball game now. As looks like Carly Wright's going to come to the bench. 47-11. St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawkettes will play at Sutton coming up on Friday night. There's a Seastock with the ball, goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, but another foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Josie Prevett of St. Cecilia. It's Josie's first personal foul, team foul number two on the Hawkettes. And this will be a non-shooting foul as St. Paul will play things in right in front of the Wildcat bunch. 5 minutes exactly to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top, 47-11. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted by Farmer. She drives, puts a girl in the air. Her shot is up and in. Farmer gets the steal again. And she gets the easy field goal on the other end. 19 turnovers on St. Paul in the ball game. It's 49-11. And here's Farmer again going for the ball on the near sideline and can't quite reach it as it goes out of bounds. The ball knocked away from Madeline Folsick. Farmer was close to grabbing another steal there at the 10-second line. St. Paul will play things in. 4:43 to play in the third quarter. 49-11. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Folsig with the ball in backcourt. Gets away from Farmer. Dribbles to the free throw line. Loses control. They pick it up. Here's Seastock. Her shot no good. Seastock's follow shot no good. Gets it back again and she scores. This is Kari Seastock scoring there on a couple of offensive boards. St. Cecilia comes back. Skoke down to Hamburger in the corner. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Hamburger knocks down a three from the deep right corner. She's now got 19 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. That's Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia jumped on St. Paul early, 22-4 at the end of the first quarter, 40-11 at halftime. And right now it's a 52-13 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the Cats here in the third period of play. Got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia 4-0 on the season. Bishop Newman, Columbus Scotus in week number one. Donovan Trumbull in Blue Hill, victims in week number two. St. Paul, likewise, they're 4-0, but they're not playing like it tonight. 52-13 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Fulsig dribbles behind her back to get away from Sheehy. Fulsig picks it up. Now in 3 points, Aaron Torrey sends it on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She drives, and her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, but a foul's going to be called. Farmer gets another interception on a pass to the wing. She is fouled into play, and now Chandra Farmer goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She's got 17 points in the basketball game here for the Hawkettes. A 5'3" junior. And her shot is up to that one. Rattles out. No good. Farmer is a 91% foul shooter. That's only her second miss of this 2014-2015 season. She's now 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. She misses that one as well. And a rebound comes down here to St. Paul running back the other direction. So the Cats come back with the ball, trailing by a score of 52-13 here in the ball game. There's an entry pass knocked away from C Stock. Now the scramble is on deep in the left corner. Scramble is on. We got a jump ball called as three players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So it'll be another turnover on St. Paul. Blair Hamburger will play things in now for the Hawkettes as she will get it into Chandra Farmer. She'll bring it up with a right-handed dribble. Goes over in the left wing. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Top of the key, Sheehy drives it to the elbow. Bounce pass goes down low to Skok. Down in the corner to Farmer. Shot is up there, and that ball is stuck in between the rim and the backboard. It's just kind of hanging there, stuck in between the backboard and the rim. And it'll be St. Paul basketball as soon as they can get the ball unstuck. And here it comes tumbling down as the officials use a spare ball there to jar that ball loose. So it's going to be St. Paul's basketball here with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in quarter number three. It's a 52-13 ball game. Madeline Fulsick has got the ball now for St. Paul. Getting away from Hamburger. Pulls up, shoots a 15-footer and scores. Madeline Fulsick, she's their leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. That is her first field goal of the contest. 52-15 now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Entry pass again to get it down to a Josie Prevent. Back outside to Sheehy, dribbles once, comes across the top to Hamburger. Down in the corner with the basketball down there is going to be Cameron Kissinger. And she sends the ball out of bounds. It's off of the fingertips there of Lucy Skokes. So the Hawkettes, they turn the ball over for the 12th time here in the ball game. And St. Paul will come back the other direction here. Here comes Clara Thede back into the ball game now, replacing Madeline Fulsick for St. Paul. 52-15. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead as the Cats come back with the basketball. Dribbling to the wing on the right side. They move it down to the baseline on the dribble. Back out of the wing on the right side. A shot is taken there by Thede. That's going to be no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, St. Paul basketball as the St. Paul Wildcats will play things in. With 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play now in the third quarter. They get it in the lane. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Jarabic. Misses everything, and the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. A little Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy comes to Claire Hamburger. Down in the corner now to Cameron Kissinger. Entry pass to get it to Skok. Back outside. Here's Sheehy from the top of the key. Shot is up there. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. The dueling 12s there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Josie. They check that. It's going to go one. Looks like Kinsey Lucas-Savage. Kenzie Lucas-Savage picks up her second personal foul. There's a long-range jumper from the corner for St. Cecilia. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. Now a foul is called on the rebound. A personal foul is going to go on the rebound. It's going to go on St. Paul with 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. 52-15. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top as the substitutes continue. Here comes Folsig back into the ballgame. Waddle Levitz comes back in now for the St. Paul Wildcats. St. Paul, the team, has been averaging 49.5 points per ball game, but they got 15 points on the board here as we near the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia pounds the ball back inside. Skok has problems with a dribble now, and we've got a double dribble violation called on Skok. It's darned loose, and Skok trying to regain control, but she's whistled for the violation, so St. Paul will come back the other direction. Trailing by the score of 52-15. Folsink with the ball. Goes over in the deep wing on the left side to Wada Levitz. Top of the key now. That's a C-stock with the ball. Down to Folsink in the corner. Back out to C-stock. Now to Wada Levitz. Thought about the three. Drives it down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down now by Skok. The ball is recovered here by C-stock. Keeps it alive to the right side. Down to Folsink. Her shot from 17 won't go. Battle for the rebound and another foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Skok of St. Cecilia. So Lucy Skok picks up her second personal foul. Here comes Farmer back into the ball game, and Carly Wright back in. St. Cecilia has only got 11 girls dressed out tonight. So in case you're wondering why some of the starters are still out there, Tim Farmer's got only 11 girls dressed. The flu bug is going around facing St. Cecilia. In fact, the boys team a little bit more affected than the girls team, but both teams playing shorthanded. There's a shot taken there by Jarabic, that's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Now with a minute and 38 seconds to play. Hawkins come back with the basketball. Here's Farmer out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the right side now in the wing to Kissinger. Throws up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lucas Savage. Lucas Savage gets it away to Talia Jarabic, and she comes into the forecourt now. Gets it into the hands of Folsick. It will set up the offense here for St. Paul. It's been tough to crack this St. Cecilia defense here tonight. Here's Wada Levitz with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Sheehy. Wada Levitz dribbling with the ball. We're down to 65 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in, and she is fouled into play. Talia Jarabic throwing down the field goal there, and she is fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line now as the bucket counts. So Jarabic will go to the free throw line now for the St. Paul Wildcats as she rings the gong there. 52-15 is the score. That was a three-pointer, I think, from the deep left corner. No, just a two-point field goal. And the free throw is going to be missed. And the ball goes out of bounds. So it was right on the three-point line, but they give her only 2 points there as her foot was on the line. Misses the free throw opportunity, but the ball goes out of bounds, and St. Paul again will play things in underneath their own basket. Wada Levitz to key things in for the Cats. Gets it to C stock down the lane. She goes, and her shot is up there at the end. So it turns out to be a four-point play there for the Wildcats. C stock's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 52-19 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Farmer with the ball out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner to Carly Wright. Inside to Skok. Skok's pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is going to be brought down here by St. Paul. That's a full sink with the ball. That's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Driving is going to be C-Stock. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. So Carrie C-Stock taking the ball over the basket there. Now she'll go to the free throw line for St. Paul with 35.2 seconds to play. Lucy Skok picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number five in the Hawkettes. C-Stock to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. So St. Paul continues to struggle from the free throw line this season. Again, they're hitting only 46% as a team coming into the basketball game here tonight. Skok comes out into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It'll be Hamburger. Seastock's next free throw dances around the rim and falls off the left side. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with 33.8 seconds to play here in this one in the third period. 52-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead, and the Hawkettes will have the ball back in their offensive zone. This is Brittany Magners who's into the ball game now. They get it down to Hamburger, top of the key. Long-range jumper put up there and in. A three-point play there by Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger's knocked down a couple of threes here this year. He's got 2 3-pointers here in this ball game, and it's 55-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted intercepted. Farmer gets it now to Magners as she drives, shoots, and misses at the buzzer. And that is the end of the third quarter of play as Brittany Magners unable to get the field goal to go down on the break there. And three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 55 and St. Paul 19.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com tonight. Tuesday night edition of high school basketball action. All Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, using a 22-0 run in the first quarter, and they have not looked back. New head coach Tim Farmer has got this team up and playing well here. A fast-paced offense, fast-paced defense, and they're getting the job done as they have forced St. Paul into numerous turnovers here in this basketball game. And the Cats are trailing by a score of 55-19. St. Paul is a team that's won their first four ball games of the season, but they'll have to pull a rabbit out of their hat to make that to five in a row. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Kari Seastock out of bounds, and St. Paul will start this fourth quarter of play with a turnover, much like the first three quarters here. St. Cecilia with a lead and the basketball as he trotted across the 10-second line. Hamburger's got it on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Farmer, deep in a corner. Brings it out to Magners. Comes across the top now. That's going to be Hamburger. Drills the ball to the free throw line. Gives it away to Magners again. To Carly Wright down in the left corner. Long-range jumper put up there and in. That's going to be a three-point play there by Chandra Farmer. Chandra's now got 20 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. Hawkins leading by a bunch, 58-19, driving down the left side of the lane and scoring there for St. Paul is going to be Madeline Folsick. Folsick's now got 4 points in the ball game. Back the other way, it's going to be Hamburger in the lane, and her shot is up and in. Just that quickly, St. Cecilia comes back. They get the easy field goal in the lane. Hamburger now with 21 in the contest for the Hawkins. 60-21. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass diagonally across the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds and lost out of bounds now by St. Paul. That was Talia Jarabic losing control of the ball down there in the baseline, and we got another turnover on St. Paul. St. Cecilia will come back with the basketball with 6:45 to play here in this one. Farmer has got it now, and she walks the ball up the floor for the first time. Magner's over on the wing, comes back out to Claire Hamburger in three-point territory. Magners, free throw line extended left side, grabs the ball back. Bounce pass comes out to Kissinger. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Wright has got it down to Farmer. Keeps the ball alive for the Hawkettes. Farmer comes out to Magners at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the free throw line to Wright. Down low to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Hamburger now with 23 in the ball game. Farmer's got 20 points, leading the St. Cecilia offense. There's Folsick for three. Her shot from the top of the key is no good. Seastock with a rebound. Her follow shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright. Wright gets the ball now to Farmer, hustling up the near sideline. Farmer pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, sends it down in the corner to Kissinger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side there by Jarabic for St. Paul. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Cats have got it back. Here's a full six. She brings it back now one on two. She drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, follows, and scores. Madeline Folsick scoring there for St. Paul. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 62-23, St. Cecilia with the lead. Magners with the ball. Comes out now to Farmer. Goes over in the right wing to Hamburger. Bombs it inside to Kissinger. Back to Hamburger. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Seastock for the St. Paul Wildcats. Seastock bounce pass. They get it to Madeline Folsick. She'll bring it into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Throws it in the lane. There's a shot by Seastock. That's going to be no good. That's Kari Seastock. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hamburger comes back the other way. Long pass ahead to Farmer. Down about the three. Now takes the ball to the hole. Farmer scores, and she's fouling the play. We'll see if it counts. Sandra Farmer took the ball right to the rack there for St. Cecilia. The basket's going to count, and she is fouled into play. Chandra Farmer now with 22 points in the ball game. She's pretty consistent. Had 22 against Donovan Trumbull Friday night. Had 22 in the ball game against Blue Hill. She's got 22 points here in this ball game against the St. Paul. And now she goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. As Farmer will go to the stripe here. Here's something I haven't seen before in high school basketball. The clock continues to run. I guess it's at 40 points now. That's a new one on me. You're pulling one out here, Gino. The new rule change. There's a shot. It's going to be up there and in by Chandra Farmer. She hits the free throw. So it's now a 65-23 ball game. Hastings Saints is out on top here in the fourth quarter of play from the St. Paul gym. And now we got a foul called here as St. Paul brought the ball back in their offensive zone. So a personal foul is called there. It's going to go on Brittany Magners of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. The inbounds pass again is swatted back out of bounds. Josie Prevent knocked that ball loose from C-Stock, and they're going to say it's going to be off of C-Stock, so St. Cecilia will come back the other way. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this girls' high school basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. Magners comes over here on the left side. A shot is taken over here by Reagan Ash. That's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. A lot of contact here, but no foul called. St. Cecilia will play things in, and the ball was out of bounds. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Reagan Ash will get it into the corner there to Josie Prevet. Now to Ash for three. Shot is up there. Good. Reagan Ash knocks down a three-pointer for the Hawkettes. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 68-23. The Hawkettes have blown the Wildcats right out of their cages here tonight on the St. Paul floor. St. Paul has got the ball back down on the right baseline. Wanda Levitt sends it into the lane. The ball's going to be chipped away there from Carrie Seastock out of bounds. So it'll be St. Paul playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia's next game, by the way, is going to be Friday night. They will play at Sutton. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader with the Phillies and the Mustangs on Friday night. St. Paul will play things in underneath their own basket. They will get things in to Seastock. Her shot is up and in. Kylie Seastock scoring there for St. Paul. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 68-25 is the score. There's a pass out on top. Now they wing it over on the right wing as St. Cecilia works in their offensive zone, deep in that left corner. Down to Reagan Ash, inside down to Josie Prevetz. She turns, has the basketball stripped away. It is picked up as they get it over here to Magners. Their shot is up and in. Or check that. Scoring there for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Tarantino. Tarantino scoring there. Now here's a turnover again in St. Paul into the backcourt. 71-25, the Hawkins have the lead. Reagan Esch's pass is going to be deflected. Prevet comes down with it, now to Esch again. Back out to Magners, now to Tino on the right side. Out on the top of the key, dribbling with it is going to be Magners. He dribbles right to left across the top of the circle, and a foul is going to be called. Taking a tumble out there for St. Paul is going to be Kyla Wanalevitz. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Now they're going to say it's going to be on St. Cecilia. So a foul here on the Josie Prevent. That's going to be Josie's second personal foul. And St. Paul will get the basketball back. Cats will play it in here in backcourt. So here comes St. Paul with the ball. They've got some new folks into the ball game as well. This is Bailey Lucas Savage in there for the first time. She'll dribble the ball to the wing on the right side. Sends a bounce pass inside. A shot is taken there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tino of Hastings St. Cecilia. Now with under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter, Tino goes deep in the left corner for St. Cecilia. Back on top to Magners. Magners dribbling to the ball. Jump pass comes over here on the near side. That's Reagan Esch. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Juana Levitch. She takes off and runs her back the other way for St. Paul. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Gets her own ball back. Her shot is up there and in. Juana Levitch gets the offensive board and a put back. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, 71-27. Hastings St. Cecilia is in complete control of this basketball game. Ash goes on the high post there. Two-handed pass goes over to Magners on the wing. She takes the ball in the paint. Her shot is up and in. So Brittany Magners scoring there for St. Cecilia, 73-27. Hawkins rolling to their fifth straight win. They want to start off this season. They got to Sutton coming up on Friday night, there's a pass into the lane. He's going to be knocked down, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins this contest going away tonight over St. Paul. This is a matchup, or it was a matchup, with two undefeated teams, but St. Cecilia in a different league right now with a majority of the teams, not only in Class C2, but I think in girls high school basketball in general. It's going to take a special team to knock off Hastings St. Cecilia at any time this season. The Hawkettes are going to have to fall flat on their face in a ball game. Tim Farmer has got this team up and playing for the 2014-2015 season. They roll to a victory tonight over St. Paul. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 73, St. Paul 27. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2011 Nissan Rogue SL and a 2012 Honda Accord LX. Kirshner's Auto Corner on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at St. Paul High School, the girls game in the books tonight as the St. Cecilia Hawkettes roll to their fifth straight win here tonight as they knock off St. Paul by a score of 73-27. This game was close for about 2 minutes of the ball game. St. Paul actually scored the first field goal of the ball game to grab a 2-0 advantage, and then after that it was lights out. St. Cecilia scores 22 unanswered points to go out on top by a score of 22-2. Hawkins led 22-4 at the end of the first quarter. They led 40-11 at the end of two quarters, 55-19 after three, and the Hawkins go on to win over St. Paul tonight by a score of 73-27. Blair Hamburger and Chandra Farmer each scored 23 points in the ball game tonight. Each had two three-pointers in the ball game. Blair Hamburger was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer was 1 out of 3, but Hamburger and Farmer each scored 23 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. The other scores and everybody got in the ball game here tonight, and virtually everybody scored as well, with the exception of Claire Rasmussen. I don't even know if she got out of the ball game. She did for a couple of seconds. So everybody but Claire Rasmussen scores in the contest here tonight. Brittany Magners ends up with 2 points and a field goal. Little Sheehy had a field goal for two. Carly Wright had a field goal for two. Regan Esch, she had 8 points tonight. Esch knocking down a couple of three-pointers, and she had a two-point field goal, so she ends up with 8. Tara Tino had a field goal for 2. Josie Prevett, a field goal for 2. Cameron Kissinger had 2 3-point field goals for 6 points, and Lucy Skok had a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia from the free-throw line tonight, they shot only 6 times, converted on 4 of those, so they were 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. St. Paul was 2 out of 5 from the line tonight, so not a whole lot of free throws. Not a whole lot of points either for the Wildcats. They were led by Callie Seastock, and she scores 10 points. She had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Madeline Fulsig, she had 3 field goals and 6 points. Kyla Wadalevitz had 5 points tonight, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Carrie Seastock had a couple of field goals for 4. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Talia Jarabic, she had a field goal and 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. So again, St. Cecilia, they won it tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 73-27. The Hawkins are now 5-0 in the season. They will play at Sutton on Friday night. Meanwhile, the St. Paul Wildcats, they dropped to 4 wins and 1 loss. And they have a ball game coming up on Friday night as they play host to Arcadia Loup City. So St. Cecilia wins it again in girls high school basketball. Final score of 73-27. We'll come back and check the final numbers in the ball game as far as shooting is concerned as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The holiday savings event is now in full swing at Furniture Direct. A must for any living room is a swivel rocker recliner on sale for only $299. Add a chairside table for only $99. You'll wonder how you ever managed without one. Ask about our convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at St. Paul High School. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins in girls play 73-27. In our opener tonight, we got the boys game coming up next between St. Cecilia and St. Paul. The Hawks coming in a record of 4 wins and no losses. Picking up wins over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman on the opening weekend. St. Cecilia coming back a week ago and beating Donovan Trumbull 57-22 and knocking out Blue Hill 67-25. St. Paul, they come in with a mark of 1 win and 2 losses on the season as they get ready to face the Blue Hawks here tonight. St. Paul 1-2 on the season. What have they done this year? Well, they've opened up with a win over Gibbon 56-46. They lost to Donovan Trumbull by the score of 46-40. They lost to a very good Wood River team over the weekend on the road by a score of 53-48. So that game is coming up in just a few minutes here at the St. Paul High School. Again, the girls' game is in the books. St. Cecilia winning easily tonight over the Wildcats by a score of 73-27. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Kevin Asher. He's the head boys basketball coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. As we inch closer to game time in game number 2 here tonight, you're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.